By all means, Narman invited. The thing is that I'm leaving for Michaelberg as soon as you and I finish this chat. I have an errand there for their majesties, one that actually does have a little something to do with our present conversation. Because I'm going to be away, I won't be able to walk you and Princess Olivia through the familiarization with your comms the way I would otherwise. Caleb and Charlian can do that just fine, though, and I believe they're going to invite you and Archbishop Michael to supper again tonight to do exactly that. He paused, eyebrows raised, until Narman nodded in understanding, then went on. Once we've got you up to speed and you're comfortable using the interface with Owl, we'll ask you to help take some of the information load off the rest of us. Caleb and Charlian already have aspects of Owl's total intelligence take that they're responsible for vetting every day. The hard part, where you're concerned, is going to be avoiding the temptation to really load you down. To be honest, Your Highness, I believe you're the best analyst we have. You're certainly better at it than I am, and I think you're actually better at it than Wave Thunder, for that matter. So we need to strike the right balance between having you screening raw data yourself and looking at all the more important things someone else, someone who's not as good an analyst, has turned up for you to consider.
I can see that, Narman mused.
If he was embarrassed by Merlin's compliments about his analytical ability, he hid it well, the Sajan reflected wryly. There are some areas, however, where we are going to want you to take the first look at the data itself, he said out loud. Which brings me to my trip to Michaelberg.
In what way? Narman asked when Merlin paused.
Certain people, the Sajan chose his words with care, are either already talking to people they shouldn't be talking to, or else looking for people they shouldn't be talking to. Some of them are quite highly placed.
I'm not surprised, Narman said sourly. In fact, I could probably hazard a guess at some of the highly placed people in question. Those summaries you used to hand me contained a few of those names, for that matter. Should I assume someone in Michaelberg falls into that category?
There are several people in Michaelberg who fall into that category, as a matter of fact, Your Highness. Merlin grimaced. Fortunately, there are a lot more who might have fallen into it who don't. Duke Eastshire, for example.
Really?
Narman gazed at Merlin intently, then nodded slowly.
Good. Good.
He nodded more firmly.
I thought that was probably the case, but I'm delighted to have it confirmed.
You're not exactly alone in that, Merlin said feelingly, then shrugged. For obvious reasons, we can't go around arresting people when we can't possibly present the evidence, the proof of their treason in an open court. We can use what we know to steer people out of particularly sensitive positions when we know we can't trust them, and we do. But there are a relatively small handful who we know are traitors, who we either can't ease aside without some ironclad justification, or who, for various reasons, we don't want to ease aside.
Knowing who the traitor is allows you to control the information flow, Narman said.
Exactly. Merlin nodded vigorously. That's the thinking behind most of Caleb and Charlian's decisions to leave people in those sorts of positions, and they're going to ask you to take over on monitoring that information flow. Narman nodded again, still gazing thoughtfully up at Merlin. In addition, though, there are a very few people, just a handful, actually, who have been left in place for very specific reasons. Reasons that don't really have much to do with controlling the information they're passing to someone else. Caleb calls them our Master Traineer Specials. He watched Narman's expression expectantly. The prince frowned for a moment, then found himself nodding yet again at the reference to the legendary director of Safeholdian Puppet Theater.
So your journey to Michaelberg has something to do with one of those puppets,
His tone was thoughtfully speculative.
Someone you're maneuvering into doing something himself. Or someone you're using to maneuver someone else into doing something.
Your Highness, watching you in action is one of my guilty pleasures, Merlin told him with a grin. For that matter, it was one of my guilty pleasures even when you were on the other side.
I'm enchanted to discover I've given you so many hours of amusement, Sajan Merlin.
Narman's tone was dry, but his eyes twinkled, and Merlin snorted. Let me tell you about the noble Earl of Swale, he said. He's quite an interesting fellow. He has even more interesting friends, too. And Caleb and Charlian, and I, would appreciate your perspective on him. And for that matter, on exactly how I should go about presenting myself in the course of that errand I mentioned a few minutes ago. You see,